Joining us now to talk more about that game, a national college columnist for Yahoo Sports, co-host of the Yahoo Sports College Podcast, along with Dan Wetzel and Pete Thamel, and a man who was actually publicly mocked for his beer-chugging ability. Come on. Pat Forty is my guest. Pat, Happy New Year. Good to have you. What's up?
Hey, Jim. Good to be with you.
Pat, it's great to have you here. Let me ask you about, you've seen a lot of things, Pat, but you're a little more than 12 hours away. You've had some time for it to sink in. What do you make of what you saw from Clemson and Alabama last night?
Well, it was stunning. I mean, I just didn't expect that kind of game. I thought it was going to be a close game, competitive. I thought Alabama would win, but I did think it was going to go down to the wire, and it did none of those things. Alabama did not win. Alabama got dominated. Clemson was brilliant. I think they go down in history as one of the great college football teams we've seen. And Alabama's got a little bit of soul searching to do. You know, I certainly don't think this is like the end of the run or anything like that for Nick Saban, but to see a Saban team fall apart like that in a moment like this was really shocking.
Pat Forty joining us. You know, Pat, I see it exactly the same way you do. I really thought that game would be close. I thought that Alabama would find a way to get it done. And as you point out, none of those things happened. So what impressed you more, how Clemson showed up on offense or how Brett Venables and the defense shut down Tua and the Alabama offense?
Boy, you know, I think I've probably just the Clemson offense impressed me the most, just because I just can't get over Trevor Lawrence. And I mean, I've seen him play, and so I know how good he was, but true freshman to do the things that he has done is just unbelievable. I mean, he's as good a quarterback prospect as I've seen. He's got the size. He's got the unbelievable arm. He has accuracy. He makes the right reads. He doesn't throw the ball into trouble. It's amazing. And then those receivers and the plays they make. I mean, Clemson has kind of prided itself on becoming wide receiver U. And these guys are as good as they've had, and they've had a great run. I mean, Justin Ross and T. Higgins, both 6'4" monsters that can make these plays all over. And the thing is, they're all going to be back next year. So get ready for Clemson again in 2019.
Pat Forty joining us. You know, Pat, after the game, Dabo was talking about how it's just little old Clemson doing this. Obviously, everybody knows that that's not true. This is not little old Clemson anymore. But how exactly has Dabo gone about building this monster the way he has?
You know, I think he's taken Saban's page out of the playbook. I really think that he saw the way Saban built that program in terms of, you know, you ask for complete university commitment, all the facilities, all the analysts and support staff, so that you've got this humongous staff capable of, you know, doing every breakdown imaginable of film, doing, you know, every recruiting hit, you know, I mean, where you're gonna keep track of every player and you're gonna be in contact with them because you've got a staff big enough so you're not gonna miss on people, and then he's a great recruiter himself, you know, I mean, he has a great personality, he has a real zest for it, and he's gone into SEC states and gotten players. If you look, I mean, Trevor Lawrence is from Georgia. Justin Ross is from Alabama. T. Higgins is from, boy, is this, I think it's South Carolina. Travis Etienne is from Louisiana. He's going in and he's building an SEC program, basically.
We're talking to Pat Forty. You know, Pat, to your point, that Dabo has seen what Saban's done and he's replicated a lot of that. He probably doesn't want to replicate what he saw last night. I mean, have you ever seen a Saban team that was outcoached and incompetent in a big game like that? And how did it all break down so quickly for Bama and Nick Saban?
Yeah, I have not. Never seen a Saban team perform that way. You know, it's his worst loss since 2004 when he was at LSU. And for it to happen here with the team that for a lot of the season looked invincible. But a couple of things, Jim. I think that there were cracks starting to show a little bit in Alabama as the season wore on, and maybe we just didn't pay enough attention. But in hindsight, now you can see them and say, aha, they didn't force a turnover in their last three games. That's very much unlike a Saban team. They got no real significant pressure last night on Lawrence. Their secondary was not great this year, and that was exposed. And then on the other side of it, while Tua had a ridiculously good season, and he's a great quarterback, he got careless and loose, and it burned him a couple of times. You know, he had the two bad interceptions against Georgia, and two more last night. And I think there were plenty of times during the year when he probably made the wrong read, but either the defenses weren't good enough or his throws were so good that it didn't matter. But against these guys, you make a bad throw and it's a pick six or it's an interception. And so I think they had probably started to get a little bit sloppy, and it finally came back to burn them when they played somebody good enough to take advantage.
Well, we're talking to Pat Forty. You know, Pat, I'll go back to Clemson in 1 minute, but bottom line, what do you think, how do you think Saban and Bama respond to a game like this in the offseason? What's their offseason preparation going to be like, and what will their response be?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an incredibly intense offseason, I would think. You know, the offseason conditioning is going to be, whew, they've got all the motivational fuel to really go after their players. But secondly, I think there's going to be staff changes. You know, that's one thing, another element of this that I think probably went underrated. Clemson has had basically the same staff together throughout this run, whereas Alabama, it's been turnover, turnover, turnover. And largely that's because they've had so much success that people want to hire their assistants, but not completely. Some of these guys haven't been great at their jobs. And I think I wouldn't be shocked if there's a different defensive coordinator, maybe a different special teams coordinator next year. We know the offensive coordinator, Mike Locksley, is leaving to be the coach at Maryland. So Saban may look at his staff and say, hey, we've got to get better there too.
We're talking to Pat Forty for a couple of more moments. You know, Pat, back to Clemson staff and the point you just made. It wasn't just that Venables had this big game. The entire Clemson coaching staff had a huge game. At one point last night, co-offensive coordinator Tony Elliott was yelling, 2 of 3, and how about the ACC now? For those who don't really know him that well, what's he like as a person, and what's it say that he's the guy who was yelling that? In other words, how big of a chip on the shoulders is there for Clemson and their coaches about the ACC and who they are?
That's a really good point, because Tony Elliott is as polite and basically mild-mannered a guy as you're going to find. But, yeah, when they were walking through the press box on their way to the elevators to go down with, like, 2 minutes left in the game, they were woofing. And I do think that, yes, they had gone through this season and said, hey, we're undefeated, and nobody thinks we're that good because everybody thinks Alabama's so great, and, you know, the SEC gets the kind of by default respect. What about us here? We're killing everybody. And so for him to be talking like that, I think, was very instructive. And, yeah, he's a great coach, and I'm shocked he's not a head coach. He will be in the near future. And to have him and Brent Venables as the coordinators there for as long as they have is a remarkable coup for Clemson and for Dabo.
So, finally, Pat, as bad a night as that was for Saban and Alabama, what kind of odds would you put on there right now of there being a Clemson-Alabama 5 this time next year?
I'd say even money. I think there's a great chance that it happens again. They've got the best players coming back. They've got the best head coaches. They got, you know, Alabama's going to have the number one recruiting class coming in again. Clemson's going to have a great recruiting class coming in again. And I just look at the rest of the field and say these two teams are way ahead of everyone else. You know, Georgia probably is the next closest in terms of overall program strength. You could look at Oklahoma and Texas and say one of them, you know, could certainly get to the playoff, but could they beat one of these teams? Ohio State, Michigan say the same thing. Notre Dame say the same thing. And then the Pac-12's got a lot of proving to do as well. So I think it absolutely points toward Clemson-Bama 5 next year.
Pat Forty, excellent national college columnist for Yahoo Sports. Also the co-host of the Yahoo Sports College Podcast, along with Dan Wetzel and Pete Thamel. Pat, so good to have you back on. Great to get caught up. Thanks so much for that.
Hey, good talking to you, Jim. Thank you.
Pat Forty,